Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of...
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to episode 76 of the Puckle TCG Cast. Of course, Puckle stands for Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name our fearless leader Thatch came up with, and we rolled with it. Today, we are going to tackle VMAX. We finally know what they are, how powerful they are or not are. We're going to discuss it on this show, and there's lots to talk about, including the V-cards that came for them. But I'm not going to be here just talking all about myself. I'm going to be with two wonderful hosts, so let's go ahead and introduce them right now. First, some say that he can speak Braille. It's Sublime Manic.
It's not that I can speak Braille. It's that I just see things, you know? Hello. How are you? Hi.
I'm doing good, Sublime. I've missed you. We gotta plan something soon. You're too close to take advantage of that.
We're just a train away, really.
Ooh, by the way, and we also had, just to share with the rest of the world, me and Nemesis have, annual passes to Mopop for the Museum of Pop Culture. So you and your boyfriend should hop up there.
We
up here
so would love to do that.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be great.
You guys
yeah.
get in for free. So, anyway, I've missed you, but you're not here alone to talk about Pokemon cards and not Mopop, one of the best museums ever. We're here with us also is, some say that he can hear sign language. It's another Pokelonian with F, Seth Vilo.
Yep, and, you know, Jashira, we're just one train ride away, too. It's just a very, very long ride.
Yeah, it's just about 3 days.
If I've learned my American history, I know that some train lines connect us in some way or another.
Yeah, and I know if you take wagons, you get dysenteria. It's pretty much all I know.
Is this Unova all along, and we just didn't realize it?
I could have been yep. all this time. Welcome, guys. It's been a whole month since some of us last talked. Big things have happened in that month. One of them, none other than the release of Sword and Shield. So I know that you guys have been talking about it in the main show all alone. So I'm not going to bore our audience with too much of it because this is the TCG Cast. But I thought maybe we should talk about it since I haven't had the opportunity to be on the show. Not for lack of being having the spot, because the spot was there, but lots of life changes in my life in the recent 2 months, and it's been a little bit difficult to handle time between work, which has been total chaos for a while, school, which I started, and then realized immediately, like, oh, right, if I'm
working full-time and going to school is a lot.
Right, and working full-time and going to school at four classes, like, oh, yeah, I can take four
classes.
Yeah,
when I was doing grad school while working full-time, the struggle was real.
Yeah. So it was a huge mistake taking four classes. It took all of my time away from everything. Now, next semester, guys, I'm going to just pick two classes, you know, half the workload so I can handle a little bit more of my rest. Because if not, I don't rest. I don't do anything other than just work and study. But Sword and Shield did come up, and oh my god, quick personal opinion, I am totally in love with the game. Of course, many of you listening wouldn't be surprised. I'm always so happy, lucky, and hype. But it is everything that I really was expecting. I always tend to keep my expectations really stifled because people expect a lot of things, and then when they realize that what they expect is not there, the disappointment is real, and that I respect, and people have their their opinions regarding that. Mine is that I'm really enjoying the game. It's really all that I was expecting from a Sword and Shield, from a Pokemon game coming in a Switch, which is a home console. So having a blast, Ponyta, hashtag Galarian Ponyta, freaking my favorite Pokemon right now from that genre. So having a blast. Still, after my fifth batch, I just beat Opal. So that's where I'm at. But so far, that's my half review for the game. I'll let you guys know once I finish the gym leaders. And I promise this, I always do this promise every generation, but this time I'm going to keep it. And that is that I do want to play competitive now. I think with the Switch, I don't have an excuse. So I'm going to start breeding and battling with you guys more online on the Discord. So stay tuned for that. Now, my long ass rant is over. Let's go over with Seth Vilo. What have you been up to?
You know, it's pretty much just been Sword and Shield. After I was at the Knoxville Championship, I just kind of went full into figuring out what was coming in these new games, and I love it. My soul has already moved to Ballonlay City and the Glimwood Tangle. Like, yeah. That is now where I live emotionally. And
yeah. Oh, full disclosure. Not disclosure. Full disclosure. Yes. Full disclosure. Seth Vilo is really my son. No.
Surprise.
Surprise. No, I meant to say, just to put it out there. As I said, I've been really occupied. So please, please, guys, I beg you, forgive all my, which one was that Pokemon that I'm going to go through this episode, because I still have yet to learn all of them, but I will. I promise you that I was going to say by year's end, but now I'm going to try to be a little bit more realistic. By end of January, I will know at least 75% of these Pokemon. I will put it out there that I'm going to try. From you two, my boy Sublime, what have you been up to, my friend?
The holidays, you know, the struggle of the holidays. I made a green bean casserole, and next year I think I'm just going to buy one.
whoa, what happened there?
It was fine. It's not like it was bad. I just thought it'd be better. It was so much effort for so little reward. You know, that's how I feel about cooking in general, which is why I recommend something like Vite Ramen, because it's quick and convenient. But we'll get to that later. No.
Just have bowls of that at Thanksgiving.
Just a pithy comment from me, you know. But aside from that, I got a used copy of Sword last Wednesday. And nice. I've since finished the game and am doing the post, rating and such.
And how you feel? I know you've been really... Listen.
We were talking about low expectations. I am a person with great expectations, okay? I have great expectations for things. And it sure is a game. And it sure is on the Switch, and it sure does have Pokemon. Those are all true statements.
Okay, fair
enough.
That's
my only comment at this time. Thank you.
fair enough. Would you say that you like Sun and Moon more?
I don't know. I think they've both been mixed bags in different ways.
Right.
I will say.
That's fair.
There's some high points. There are some high points.
I think he's allowed to comment.
Yeah, you know what? I better not. I better not. Before we get hate mail. I better not. Listen, it's a Pokemon game. There you go.
Exactly. Now, but it is a Pokemon game that brings on to us a new generation. And a new generation opens up so many possibilities of strategies, but rather than all of that, we're just going to talk about the format that is going to be the Sword and Shield format for the TCG, because new generation means a new format that we're going to get into, and that format is coming to us in the form of VMAX cards. Cards that evolve into VMAX. So that's a discussion we're going to go have today. So let's go ahead and jump over through. So please go ahead and grab your towels and your flip-flops, because we're headed to Topical Beach.
Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's P-U-C-L, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to raiding, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
And we are back. I'm sure you feel the sun in your eyes, the wind in your face, and the sand underneath your feet. It is Tropical Beach, and here we're going to discuss all things TCG. And there's a lot to talk about. As you guys know, we've been discussing on our intro, we just had a whole release of a new Pokemon game. With it comes Generation 8, and Generation 8 brings a whole lot of Pokemon and a new mechanic called, in the game, Gigamaxing. But in the TCG, it is known by VMAX, and as Sublime was saying off the show, that's a weird name for this.
Why would you call it that? There's no reason for that.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic behind VMAXing. It sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Turn almost, or I don't know.
It does, doesn't it? That doesn't bode well.
Honestly, I think a lot of these card mechanics kind of share a little bit of terminology between each other, maybe to make it easier for one to translate one to the other. I think that GX was a term in things like Yu-Gi-Oh! A long time ago. So it kind of is, I don't know, maybe a nostalgia trigger or something like that. It's
right.
I feel like it's just they all kind of talk to each other, you know? All the card makers kind of know what's up, so.
Funnily enough, though, I feel like GX would have been more fitting for this generation, because at least Gigantamax starts with a G and ends with an X.
Don't see, but Sublime, stop bringing logic into this.
Hindsight is 20/20, my friend.
I'm looking to the future.
Well, hindsight is 20/20, but per Pokemon, hindsight is X-ing? I don't know. Their weird name schemes always is pretty weird for me, but one thing is the name, another thing are the cards. And we do have this new mechanic, and let's go ahead and just talk about what VMAX is. Now, we were early introduced to the V cards. These are the just normal variant. These are full art cards.
It's basically an EX, is what it is.
Exactly.
Right.
Basically an EX.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, those of you who,
Well, they're all basic.
Now, yeah. Sublime just said it exactly. That's why they're more EX than GX. It's because if, based on the scheme, if you're a EX, we're all basic Pokemon. Even if it's a Seismitoad, which we all know is a stage 2 Pokemon in EX era, Seismitoad EX was just a basic Pokemon in the TCG. Same thing, is applying to these Pokemon, such as, for example, I mean, we don't have a Charizard V yet, but if
we do have a Gengar, though, don't we?
No. The only Pokemon V that exist are all basic Pokemon, by definition.
We have no evolution Pokemon yet.
So Yeah, so in a sense, they're more like GXs in that way, where it's not taking an it's not taking an evolved Pokemon and making it a functional basic. They're all still basics, as far as we've seen.
Correct. Well, yeah. Well, and then I will go ahead and revamp you and say, well, they're more like EXs when EXs evolve into Mega Evolutions.
Very that. Yeah. Very that.
And that being said, I'm going to go ahead and counter myself now, because we know the set title for the last part of what will be our Sword and Shield set. It's called VMAX Rising in Japan, and it has images of Dynamax Clouds over the three starter evolutions. So we're probably getting some kind of VMAX card on top of them, or maybe a V card that goes with them. So who knows?
I mean, it's a great time to be alive, guys. So if you're a Pokemon fan, that's for sure. So these V cards basically are, even though they're basically EX cards, there is an incredibly high power creep when it comes to their HP.
Yes, there is.
And it's getting a little bit ridiculous. When you have Pokemon such as, I don't know, Meowth having 180 HP on its V card, you start to question, when is it too much? When you have Snorlax starting out at, what was Snorlax V? I think it's 270?
Let me 220. Check.
220 for the regular one. Specifically.
For the basic.
But then we're going to talk about Snorlax V Max soon, and that HP skyrockets to 340. What's up with that?
Yeah, truly. Pretty
thick.
They are thick, pretty fat, thick.
That's its ability.
They have pros and cons, which I'm sure we'll be going over.
We'll see.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Of the ones that we've seen so far, they're not impressive offensively for the most part. So
no, which we're definitely gonna get to. And we've done this show for so long that we can actually go back and say, yeah, I remember when evolutions came out, when Mega Evolutions came out. I remember when break cards.
It really reminds me of when Mega Evolutions came out and no one used them at first.
And no one used them until a good Mega Evolution came out, which I believe.
Well, really, it wasn't until they added the Spirit Links.
Exactly. It's like at the beginning, these new it's same thing happened with GX. When GX came out for the first time, people were still using the Megas, people were still using the normal EX cards, and the first, you know, batch weren't that good, but then eventually suddenly it's like,
I will point
GX
out though
Pokemon
that
really powerful.
Let's rewind back to the beginning of Gen 7 TCG Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
We were having what we considered power creep at the time with 250 HP.
Yeah.
And it's like, nothing can one-shot that unless you hit the weakness. And now, at the end of the 7th generation, we have stuff doing 270 around easy. So it's my expectation that, like, a couple years down the line, we'll be like, you can one-shot the G-Max with this attack.
Right.
Because the power creep will continue to be real.
It's definitely it. So let's go ahead and take some card. Let's take in a card, for example, here. Let's take Morpeko V as an example here. Now, Morpeko V, it is a basic Pokemon, 170 HP, Lightning. It has two attacks. Now, we're not going to go over them. I mean, we should. Let's just go over them. Spark, for one colorless, 20 damage. This attack does 20 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. Don't apply weakness and resistance. Basically, it's a little cute sniping attack there for it. For one energy, and then it has Electric Wheel, which is much less cute and more like, get this hamster off of me, which is two lightnings and one colorless for 150. Discard an energy from this Pokemon, then switch to this Pokemon with one in your bench. Weakness to fighting, resistance to none, and retreat cost of two. Now, this is an example of a regular V card. 170,000.
Could you replace Sawsbuck with this?
I mean,
yes and no.
Yeah. Sawsbuck returns into your deck, right?
No, Sawsbuck is this effect. It's bounce. It's switch with a bench.
Yeah, it's switch to the bench.
That's what I said. I don't know. I don't want to give up prizes. I mean,
you're not giving up prizes. That's the whole point.
I know.
I was thinking this was bad. Like, this is bad. 150? And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Recycle energy.
It switches, and we have a deck that switches right now.
You're hearing Thinking Live, folks.
Yeah.
That's what you're hearing right
I
now.
I just dropped a truth bomb. Check it. I just dropped it. Like, yeah, huh. There you go.
So, more...
Why VMAX when you can just do that?
Morpeko comes in, V comes in strong, but it does VMAX, and VMAX is it's a version of Gigamax. So
Dynamax now, slash Gigantamax, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, we know them. There's a few things that you need to know about these cards. Now, number one, they are simply an evolution card. That's all
they're
they are.
They're stage one. Yeah, they're stage one.
Yeah, stage one. As we discussed earlier, we don't have a stage two yet because only basic Pokemon have come out with their V Maxes. But they're basic evolution. So now, why this is important? Well, because we weren't sure what they exactly were going to be, and we were worried that they were going to be something like maybe the break cards, which it can get ridiculously when you have to play a stage four. It's really not that.
No,
you know,
not
convenient
good.
For you
not
at all.
Good.
So it seems
so
we're
much
not
deck
reach
space.
Those levels. Correct, and the fact that also there's no special evolutions such as mega evolutions, where you if you evolved without the Spirit Link, you would lose a turn.
That is nice not to have that. They learned from their mistake because
yeah they did.
Mega evolution was a miss.
So you VMAX your card and you're just placing that. Now another thing why it's important to do a cap on how this is an evolution level card, level Pokemon, for example, level X Pokemon, they didn't count as evolution. So, cards that would say this has to be to a Pokemon evolution wouldn't count level X cards. That doesn't apply with these babies. These are evolutions. So everything such as, very importantly, triple energy works on them because they count as evolutions and not just a level X card or anything else that you might say. So that's an important distinction that really affects when it comes to actual the gameplay and everything. So that's a great plus for it. Now, I've talked way too much. Go ahead, Savillo. Talk about more about VMAX cards.
Yeah, sure. You've said the biggest important thing, which is that they count as evolutions, which makes them... You know, they combine with other cards that will be coming out in the set.
This affects card search, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you think to yourself, okay, you've got your VMAX card. How do I find it? Well, one of the items in this set is called Evolution Incense, and it's just search your deck for an evolution card and put it in your hand. That's it. That's how you find them.
Yep.
The other thing about these things is that they're kind of like tag teams. They have a very big opportunity cost to go along with that giant HP stat and augmented attack. They cost 3 prizes at knockout.
Whereas the regular Vs cost 2.
Correct. Right. So it's like a GX that evolves into a tag team, in a sense, as far as prize cost goes.
Yeah. Now, we already talked about how big this HP. So in the case of Morpeko, and we're just using Morpeko not because it's any particular one. Honestly, it's the first one that I saw and I picked it as an example. Does go up a lot in the case of Morpeko. It goes from 170, which I've mentioned that the V had, to 300, which the the VMAX version have. That's a lot of HP. But how powerful can they be? Well, in this case, let's see how Morpeko is. Sublime Sir, would you want to walk us through Morpeko?
This is good.
And
sure.
Overall, what seems to be the dynamic between HP and attacks?
Yeah, it actually reminds me a lot of Mega Evolution again in that sense, because from what I've seen of all of them, they only have a single attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I can think of like a couple of Mega Evolutions that had more than one attack as well, I think.
Yeah, and one of these VMAXs has 2.
Okay, but for the most part, they appear to only have 1. That appears to be the standard. Yeah.
Break cards were the ones that tend to have only 1 attack.
Well, Break, didn't that just add an additional attack?
It did add it, but the card itself only included 1, so
yes,
that's why.
Yes, but breaks are a whole weird thing. Yeah, so back to Morpeko VMAX, though, you get 300 HP, and you get Super Discharge for 2 Lightning and a Colorless, which does 180 damage, and 20 to each of your opponent's Pokemon. So it snipes everything for 20. Weakness to Fighting, Retreat cost of 1, but it's worth 3 prize cards, and I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
The thing about a lot of these cards,
it'll look great in your binder.
The V's and the V Max is the attacks seem a lot weaker compared to what we see now with the big stage, whatever, GXs, the tag teams that can do a
the tag teams damage. Are like, mm-hmm. I feel like they pull their weight with the three prize trade-off yeah. a lot more.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is just thick. That's the benefit.
And it's not even that much thicker, because we have tag teams with up to 270 HP.
Up to 300 if you count Wailord.
I don't, but it does. Yeah.
There, yeah, so 40 HP over what is considered the biggest Pokemon before, it's still a lot. And then not counting that there are others with 320. If I'm not mistaken, Lapras has like 320. So yeah.
I think the Snorlax has 340. Correct. So that is a lot. That's true.
So it is a huge jump in HP, but we don't see the same jump in attack, which is
interesting. It seems to be trading off attack in exchange for more HP compared to the tag teams.
Which leads me to believe that maybe, just maybe, listen, hear me out, Pokemon are trying to eliminate the one-hit KO.
It feels like
That's what we said at the beginning of Gen 7. That is literally what we said at the beginning of Gen 7.
That is very true. And then
and
we
did
had
a good job.
And then we have stuff like one-shotting tag teams.
You took the words
right,
out of my
but
mouth.
But at the beginning of the generation, they've slowed it down. Yeah, 2 points make a line, but at the beginning of the generation set, it looks like they're trying to just kind of slow it down, pull it back, so that in 2021, when that rotation hits and it's Sword and Shield on, it'll be a slow-paced metagame again with the mechanics that they want that they can then build on more and more to.
What I was actually really surprised is the fact that there's no limitations on VMAX.
Right. What,
you can evolve as many as you want. You can have as many as you want, so it doesn't limit you like GX attacks.
Yeah, and there is no GX attack anymore, so that's going to be phased out.
It is. Correct. So it is really looking, and what it feels to me is that they're, again, and I have the same feeling, just like Seth Fellow said, at the beginning of GXs as well, when I felt like, because all these GXs had the same pattern. The GX attack was the one-hit knockout, but you could only use this one per game, and then the regular attack were normal two-hit KOs. And that started to make a lot of sense, and I was actually digging it up to the point where then Charizard and Reshiram and and
all the craziness happened.
Yeah, and
Ultra
tag teams in general, like Sublime said, came into the game, and suddenly we're back to the one-hit KO meta. I feel like maybe the fact that they are really focusing on really high HP, but still capping their attack, because that, for example, we're going to talk about Snorlax pretty soon, that has a really specific cap to their attack, makes it feel like they're purposely trying to slow it down once again like they did in the beginning of the GX era.
But because I've seen this pattern now, I feel like it's more a market strategy to make you have to continue buying more than because they actually want the game to be slower.
Probably.
Just an observation.
Probably, yeah. So, with that, let's go ahead over a few of the cards that have come out that we want to discuss that one point or another, we believe they're actually pretty noticeable. And Sublime, let's start with you. Which which VMAX card do you want to talk about right now?
I think the most interesting one to me is the Lapras.
Okay, let's dig.
Yeah, so we have regular Lapras V, which is a water type with 210 HP, which is thick. That is thick. Okay, for a basic. Has one of two attacks. The first one is called Wave Back. It's a colorless energy, and it says attach a water energy from your hand to this Pokemon. Then switch it with one of your bench Pokemon. And then you also have Ocean Loop, its second attack, which does a very respectable 210 for three water and a colorless. So you can take out the non-V-Max V cards, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Which says return two water energy from this Pokemon to your hand. Nobody cares because we have a Frostmoth that can help us reattach it, but we're not talking about that. Let's talk about Lapras V-Max, which has 320 HP. Okay. And here's where I think
Lapras
this card
has a booty.
Yeah, she thick. You know, she got that shell. Mm-hmm. She got that Aurora Veil. She taking the hits. So it's got 320 HP. And it has the one attack, just the one attack, G-Max Pump. These names. Anyway. its attack is called G-Max Pump. No, oh no comment.
God, I didn't even realize. The joke was independent.
Go ahead and read the effect
game.
There, Sublime.
Oh, how can we pump it up?
The card brought it back, honestly. The card brought it back.
It really did. So it's 90 plus. This attack does 30 more damage for each water energy attached to this Pokemon. So there's no cap. Which is why I like that quite a bit, yeah. Especially because we are getting a ability in the same set on a stage one Frostmoth. That
we
lets
should
you
discover it. What does it do?
Yeah, just real quick, because you pair them, right?
Yeah,
it lets
we
you attach
to,
as many water energy as you want from your hand to your benched Pokemon.
There you go. It's Blastoise again.
So you just set it up, and then you're good to go.
Opinions on Lapras, of course, is the card is not released yet. Oh, wait. It's going to be released soon, but it's not released yet, so we weren't going to review it. But overall, what's want to hear about Sylvanas' opinion on Lapras?
Oh, I think it's incredible. I know a friend of mine is a crazy Lapras fan, so I'm building this deck for him and guiding him through how to do this, because Lapras is good now, like it was at the beginning of Sun and Moon.
Right? Oh, yeah. There's so many parallels.
I was going to say, it's beginning of Sun and Moon, Lapras was freaking queen, and then...
It was viable. It was never the best.
Lapras was great to two-hit KO things at the beginning of Sun and Moon. This Lapras looks like it's going to be one of the few things that can OKO even things like VMAX. Yes.
Plus, for just the three energy, if you just have three energy, you're doing 180. That's good. That's really good.
And that's
really
just the attack cost.
Yeah.
There you have it. So that's Lapras VMAX at three, sitting pretty at 320 HP. Talk about power creep. But we're going to continue to talk about that power creep, because now it's my boy Survilo. And what VMAX would you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to talk about the one that is the probably least expected VMAX or V, even, of any of these cards, and that is Stonjourner.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what Pokemon that is, I wouldn't blame you, because it's a very low encounter in the
2%! 2% in the grass! Don't get me started.
Sublime was trying to find one before we recorded.
I'll catch y'all some, because it's a sword exclusive, so.
It's hilarious. Geez. It's Stonehenge, but a Pokemon. So, the V card, it has 220, so that's just more of the thick ones.
It's
the
a
ones
steel
that have
type,
the
right?
potential to evolve. No, it's a rock type
rock
in the
type,
game,
thank you.
So
okay.
It's fighting type here. And one thing to keep in mind as we go through a lot of these cards, there's some changes to how types work in this Sword and Shield set. So be ready to listen close, because some of the normal habits that you might know and love are going to be different. Like poison types are now darkness types.
Yeah.
And they're weak to fighting now.
Yep. And now,
with, like
water
normal
Pokemon,
darkness type,
such as Lapras, who used to always be weak to grass, now are weak against lightning.
Yeah, but you know what is weak to grass? Dark.
Regular
non-poison dark is weak to grass now because bug.
Bug, of course.
I appreciate that something's getting a representation as weak to bug, because
honestly,
nothing ever was.
And psychic types are now all weak to darkness.
Oh, we need to talk about the new dark types, by the way, because poison seems to have been lumped into dark.
Yeah, that's what I just mentioned.
Yeah,
where poison is now part of dark.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So now there's... Used to be there were three types that only had, like, one type to them. Fairy, dark, and electric, and dragon. But now they're mixing it up. And go ahead.
No, yeah, that we made an episode about this. Like, oof. Like, probably one of the first 10 episodes of the TCG cast where we explained that water represented the TCG, water represented both water and ice.
But there were a lot that only represented themselves, so it's interesting to see them add something to the dark.
Right,
type.
And bug at the beginning was represented by grass. It was grass, bug was grass, and then it was switched to psychic, and now it's switched
again for poison. That's poison.
You're talking about poison.
Yes, I was talking about poison. At first, poison was grass as well.
And
I missed
that.
It got switched to psychic, and then it got switched once again to dark.
So now dark is just like shady things, which I'm okay with, I guess.
And much like how water type in the card game can represent water and ice type, and they have different weaknesses respective, that's how it's going to be. If it's a poison type, it's weak to fighting.
So really, this strengthens the dark type because you can have versatility in your weaknesses.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Interesting.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm talking about Stonjourner, the fighting type Stonehenge Pokemon that is notably forgettable, but kind of fun to look at. It's got 220 HP. It's got two attacks on the V card. The first attack is Guard Press, which does 40 and you take 20 less damage. Very standard. Mm-hmm. One fighting energy. Three fighting energy for Mega Kick, does 150. Doesn't look like a very notable card. Then, we weren't expecting that to get a V card. End of sentence. It also gets a VMAX card.
Yep.
Not like Lapras, it's a, and kind of like Morpeko, it's just a Dynamax card. It's not a
Gigantamax
yeah. card. It, they have different tags on the cards.
Which
one is Gigantamax, one is Dynamax.
Very bad.
Yeah. And this is the only one that we've seen, to my knowledge, of the VMAX
that's
cards.
That's not
that have
a
two attacks.
Oh, that has two attacks. You're right.
Right. The first attack is called Stone Gift in Japanese. Attach a fighting energy from your hand to one of your Pokemon. Heal 120 from that Pokemon. So it's a healing. It's a cleric, if you will. And then for three fighting energy, it does, it's Max Rockfall, the name of the attack in the game, and 200 damage. Boppity boop.
Woof. So there you have it. That is Stonjourner. Points for me to actually be able to pronounce that correctly.
Yay.
Hope I did. Now,
close enough. I don't think any of us have it right.
Again,
because it's a pun on sojourn, right? Yeah.
I do not know. I guess a stone journey.
Like a sojourn, right? That's a word. Is that a word?
I
it is.
I think it is.
Sojourner is a word, yeah.
Okay, there you go. So, I don't know. 200 damage. Again, it's capped. It's physical offense. Physical offense. It's offense. It's capped. But its HP is ridiculous. Once again, more aiming at Store, that slow metagame that might be we're being pushed down once again, slowing us down from the double team that we had, the tag team Pokemon that we have right now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what I do know, however, ladies and gents, is that I'm going to talk about another Pokemon, and that is Snorlax, as I kind of told. Now, Snorlax itself, Snorlax V is pretty interesting. We were using it basically to showcase how much HP Snorlax has, which is pretty ridiculous. It is a 220 beast, which is pretty ridiculous. One second.
For a basic.
Now, its attack is nothing short of, let's say, just interesting. Now, Snorlax is interesting. Snorlax, it's the 220 Pokemon that we talked about at the beginning, which is by itself a basic Pokemon with 220. It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty high up there. It has two attacks. First attack is Swallow Up for three colorless. It does 60 damage and then heal from this Pokemon the same amount of damage you did on your opponent's active Pokemon. Pretty standard kind of headbutt kind of.
Makes it even tankier.
Yeah, Giga Drain kind of attack. Now we
you can hit all those things for colorless weakness.
Sure. Then we have its second attack for Falling Down, which sounds much worse for him than it is for the opponent. With four colorless cards, 170, which could take out smaller Pokemon. I mean, it's right up there.
It can take out that more Pekko.
Yeah, I could take out that more Pekko if it wants to, but then immediately falls asleep as the attack does exactly that. Now you might say, well, that's useless. Why do I need a Snorlax that falls asleep? Well, you can then just go ahead and G-Max it, evolving it into Snorlax and getting rid of that sleep, which then becomes a Snorlax V-Max with an outstanding HP of 340. I don't know how I'm going to be able to put that, turn that into a zero seems kind of impressive.
Isn't it funny how 170 used to be the magic number and now it still is?
It really is. Now, by the way, we haven't touched about this, but these V cards look amazing. The VMAX cards look amazing.
Oh my gosh, they do. Even the Vs.
They're hit and miss for me on the Vs.
Look at Sableye, you monster.
I was disappointed with its art style. I thought it deserved better.
There you go. But Snorlax, for example, I'm looking at the Snorlax VMAX, and the Snorlax VMAX is just so pretty. It has Snorlax in its Gigamax form, of course, and it has the trees and everything, but the colors are so pretty and stand out so good, and it's full art, so it has no borders, which I love when they do that, when it has no borders.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so pretty. 10 out of 10 out of just art alone. But
I thought the tag teams were the best arts they've ever done in like so long.
Yeah, and then they went ahead and DVMAX, and honestly, these are better.
I disagree. I disagree.
I hate the colored pencil art.
You disagree, Sublime?
Yeah, I think this is good, but I think the tag teams have better art.
There we go. Okay. We got two dissenting opinions here. I like them both, but I am... honestly, let me be fair. Is this just the Snorlax? It's just so pretty. The colors are really catching me. So it might be that the others are not as pretty, but this Snorlax is amazing. I love the colors in it. Anyway, back to the card. Its attack, G-Max Fall. Again, sounds like it hurts. Three colorless, does 60 plus. This attack does 30 more damage for each of your bench Pokemon if you have a max of 5, which honestly is not that hard. We do have Giratina in the meta still, so you can pop up those babies into your bench whenever you need them to be able to maximize the attack on this Snorlax VMAX, which is 210. Now, it comes again back into this cap that we're building, where we see this big ginormous monsters with really high HP, but its attack still can one hit KO a double attack team, for example. It won't even destroy.
Not even the frail tag teams.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not even Pika Krom, which is the lowest HP tag team that I can think of.
With
this doesn't knock it out either.
No.
But it is still a strong attack that has no buts to it, right? You can do 210 this turn and still do 210 next turn. It's
assuming you keep your bench full. That's important.
Assuming
to know.
That you, yeah, correct. That you keep having your bench full. Which again, if you have Giratinas, it's easier because you can just bring him back. And if you're playing expanded, heck, go ahead and put a Skyfield, and then add some. Execute. So execute and some Giratinas, and you have like a full bench always.
Oh my gosh, I hate it.
If you're doing that, why don't you just use
my god, I hate it. I'm gonna build it.
Right.
So that's Snorlax Gigamax. See, so these Gigamax, oh my god, these VMAX Pokemon are pretty interesting. They are familiar yet still pretty different in the way they are played. I want to hear more about you guys. So I want to jump now to how are these cards going to affect the metagame? Because, of course, by looking at these this list, we can already figure out what's the future. If we can put these cards on a vacuum and say, hey, they're slowing down the meta, yada yada, as we already discussed, but we're still in it really early and tag teams are a thing. How do you guys think that VMAX will play into the current meta? Let's start with you, Sir Philo.
I don't think they're going to take the meta by storm at the beginning, personally. I think that it's much more reliable right now for tag teams.
Agreed.
And especially with GXs, because we have a whole lot more cards that synergize with those much more than these V cards. Even though we've seen the beginning Sword and Shield base set, there's not a whole lot of, just for instance, search cards for these. There's some, but nothing specific like tag call or cherish ball or things right. like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think until we have a couple rotations, well, obviously,
literally a couple rotations.
Yeah. I think that GX will still be the dominating force for a long time, and their attacks are just stronger. However, these will be things you have to prepare for mentally, especially because people will take advantage of this because, like, Great Catcher doesn't work on V cards.
Mm-hmm. Which conversely makes is a buff to tag teams because people will run it less because it's not going to be consistent against all decks.
Exactly. And Shrine of Punishment doesn't work on these, so you can start to really whittle down your opponent's HP while not affecting your own. Power Plant doesn't work on these. So if there's some that have abilities, there aren't really too many V or VMAX that have abilities that are important, but Power Plant doesn't turn them off. So, like, Zamazenta, who has an ability that says, yeah, I don't take damage or anything from VMAXs, it's not turned off by Power Plant. So there's that to consider. I think they'll have a couple decks pop up, especially at the beginning, and we've still got two sets to go until we see what all our Sword and Shield base set is going to be. So there's a lot to be seen. I think it'll still be fun, though, and this will be an interesting change. It'll be weird to see tag teams and GX infrastructure beside the infrastructure.
Yeah. Knocking down a Snorlax is going to be a hassle. So I do believe that we might see an increase in fighting types because there is a risk of being stonewalled towards a big mill deck, for example, or a deck solely constructed around Snorlax, VMAX that has 340 HP, that even though it might not be aiming for you for it to knock out much of your Pokemon, and I don't see why not. It only needs three. It only needs three energies and a full bench, which, as we discussed, is not that hard to achieve. It can be a struggle to take down at the very least. Not gonna take the storm like Sevillo Seth, but if you're not carrying a strong fighting that can at least two hit KO,
I feel like most decks better be able to two hit KO it. Or like, what are you even doing? You know?
Yeah. So that's the only thing, right? Because you can't depend on, for example, you won't one hit KO it with Pika Krom's GX attack, right? You just won't be able to do
it.
It won't.
But you will have
to. You can't knock it out even with Charizard's power. So it really is something that the amount of HP is something to be concerned of, but offensively, they don't carry the same weight as tag teams, so.
And they do still cost you three prizes also, so.
They also, yeah, yep.
Important to note.
Yep. So these buffy, thick Pokemon, you gotta keep an eye on them because they can become really annoying if you can't kill them quick enough. So, anything else you guys saw Sublime?
Stick, I think it's important to note while they're being introduced, because they're going to get stronger over time, so that's important to note also, but it's valuable to keep something that can use a GX attack before they get rotated out, because that's a resource that will no longer be available once it's rotated out, and the VMAX cards don't provide it. So that's something you can use once per game if you have access to it. And if you run a deck that's only VMAX cards, you won't have a GX attack. So even if you ran a deck like, say, Lapras VMAX, which is probably the one I'm most interested to build around, I would want to include something like the Arceus Trio tag team to have a GX attack to pair with it. That also synergizes really well. So there you go.
There you go. So guys, that's it. The new cards in VMAX have arrived, and we can't wait to be able to play them once they're out in February, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct.
Yeah, February. These are going to arrive in February, so nothing. We're almost to that point. Only two episodes before that. Imagine that.
Send me codes for my birthday.
There you go. Please do. No, I mean, don't please do.
No, but do. Please do. Yeah. Okay.
There you go, guys. Well, that's it for the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you like what you listen to, please remember that you listen it through the Puckle channel. This is not the only show. We have other shows such as the main podcast, the flagship Puckle podcast, every Monday with Thatch and crew. I should be on that show pretty soon, later this month. So can't wait to finally talk to you guys through that channel. I was supposed to be at the one of the hosts that hosted for the opening of Sword and Shield, but I had to go ahead and get engaged.
He had to go to Disney World.
Right, and I
had to go get engaged.
Right.
Ugh. So we hate him now.
Adulting.
Yes, going to Disney World is very adulting.
Hey now.
Hey, I don't paid for it, so it feels adult for me.
There you go.
Oh man, but that was a blast. But the main show, right? And do not miss all other shows, for sure, such as the Battlecast.
And stay tuned for me to be on the main show to win trivia as soon as I'm on it again.
Oof. Hey. Stay tuned for that. Also, do not miss on our Twitch channel. I haven't been able to Twitch as well. Again, life is hard right now, and I can't wait after December 13th for all of this to be over. That's the day the school is out. So I should be able to have more free time after work. So I haven't been able to stream because of school, but I should be back on your stream here in December, so stay tuned to that. But do not stop watching. Well, not that you would because of me. Continue on watching Thatch every... he's still Thursdays and Tuesdays, right?
I'm gonna agree with it. I don't
There's
know.
There's lots of streams. We're gonna figure out a schedule. Just check the Twitch.
There's a lot more streamers. We're gonna figure it out. We'll probably rework it. Who knows?
Exactly. If you can, if you have the extra money, please go ahead and support us on Patreon. Every single cent you guys spend on Puckle goes straight back to you. That's how we get our prizes, our tournaments, our PuckleCon events, and everything through our Puckle channel and all the equipment that makes these shows sound a little bit better. A little bit every day. So with that, it is the end of the episode, so you probably is going to start listening to the guitar in the background. So Sublime, I love you, bro. Thank you much so much for being here.
I can't wait to meet up with you soon. Yes,
we have to do, and when we're gonna record an episode
something
live.
Before the end of the year. Oh, we did one last Christmas. Let's last do one year. This Christmas.
Let's do it. I'm all
we'll get
for
basket
it.
It's done.
Yep. It's done. Consider it done. And then Savilo, you should also take that train and meet us up.
He's going to take the midnight train from Georgia.
If I get on it now, I might see you guys by March.
Yeah. He's not taking the midnight train to Georgia. He's taking the midnight train from Georgia.
I'm taking the midnight train going anywhere.
And with that, guys, it's closing time. Catch you on the flip-flops. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.